Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. Do you know why we pray before we open the Bible? It's so that we can have Jesus' Holy Spirit inside of us and to help us to understand what He wants to teach us. So let's go ahead and let's start with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, open our eyes so that we can see the lessons that You want us to learn today. We love You. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad that you are back with me today. We are on day two of this week's lesson. Do you remember what we talked about yesterday? We talked about how Jesus could have felt a little lonely, right? Why did Jesus feel lonely? Because not everybody understood what His mission was, and so they couldn't always relate to Him, and sometimes He didn't always feel like people really understood Him. Today, we are going to talk about homes. Jesus didn't have a home, right? He went from door to door, house to house, and often He would just stay with people or maybe even sleep out in the open air. And so we're going to talk about the different kinds of homes that we might experience or that you might live in. So I want to play a game with you. Are you ready? This is a guessing game. I have a big long list and we're not going to do all of them. But I'm going to give you some clues, and I want you to try to guess what type of home I am thinking of. Are you ready? Okay, this is a home that's often found in the mountains. And this type of home can have logs, and the walls are built by trees. Do you know what kind of home I'm talking about? A log cabin. Have you ever seen pictures of a log cabin? Or maybe have you seen one yourself? All right, I have another one I'm thinking of. This is a home that is next to lots of other homes. It shares a wall with another home, and the other wall is shared with a home, and another wall is shared with a home, and the ceiling can have a home above it, and the floor can have a home below it. Do you know what kind of home that is? Can you guess? An apartment! Maybe some of you live in apartments. I have lived in an apartment before and I really enjoyed it. All right, I have another home I'm thinking of. Are you ready? This is a home that has wheels. Once you get the home to where it's supposed to be, they take off the wheels and they put a skirt around it. Now, it's not like a skirt like women wear. It's a skirt that covers up the underneath of it. Do you know what kind of home it is? A mobile home. Good job. You know, I put together a list of homes that I could think of, and I'm going to just go through some of them with you right now. What about a hut? Do some people live in a hut? They do. Or a cottage. A cottage is just a small home. Sometimes it's made out of rocks. A yurt. Do you know what a yurt is? It's a big round tent that you put in one place. A lot of people in like Mongolia, they use them. But now in the United States, it's actually getting very popular for people to go stay in yurts for vacation. I thought of a castle. A castle is a house, isn't it? It's just a very, very big house. A townhouse, a log cabin, an igloo. I don't know that very many people live in igloos anymore, but some people do. A houseboat, a motorhome, a tiny house, a mansion, a hogan. Do you know what a hogan is? I live on the Navajo Indian Reservation, and they have traditional homes that are eight-sided that are called hogans, and they're round. And then they have, in the middle is where their stovepipe goes up for their wood stove. And that's how they heat their place, and sometimes they even cook on the wood stove. So that's called a hogan. If you have a home, you have a lot to be thankful for. There are many people in our world that don't have homes, or their homes might be just some pieces of tin or cardboard that they find and they live in that. That's not very good, is it? Well, after Jesus left Nazareth, where he grew up, he didn't have any place that he could say was his home. I mean, think about it. Was there any place where he was like, this is my home? No, he traveled a lot. So because he was always going from place to place, he had to depend on others to give him food and a place to live and a place to sleep. Do you remember what he said when Judas, one of his disciples, wanted to come and follow him? Let's see what his answer was, okay? We're going to Matthew chapter 8, verse 20. Matthew chapter 8, verse 20. If you've been listening for the past week and a half, the Bible is divided into two parts. Do you remember those parts? The Old Testament and the New Testament, right? Now, the New Testament is where we are going to be. We're going to be in the book of Matthew. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. It goes Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, and so on. Well, we're going to be in Matthew chapter 8, verse 20. So we're going to look up Matthew, then find the chapter. Those are the big numbers. Find number 8. You might have to flip the pages a little bit. Find Matthew chapter 8, now verse 20. Look for the little numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way to 20. That's where we're going to be. And we're going to read this. Here we go.
And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
So what did Jesus say? The Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Well, nearly everywhere that Jesus went, the Pharisees and others tried to trick him into saying or doing something that would get him into trouble. They wanted an excuse to arrest him and to kill him. You know, he had to be very careful. He had to watch his words and his actions all the time. And I'm sure that got very tiring. And it was a lot of work to make sure that the things that he said were not going to be out of line with God's will. Well, there was one home where Jesus was always welcome and where he would feel perfectly safe from spies. Guess where it was? It was in a little village called Bethany. Now, Bethany is a very pretty name, and I know somebody named Bethany, and maybe one of you kids who's listening, maybe your name is Bethany. Bethany was about a mile and a half east of Jerusalem, so it would take about 20 minutes to walk there from Jerusalem. Bethany was a very special town because there was a special home and some special friends there. Every time Jesus was in or near Jerusalem, you can be sure that he looked forward to going to this special home. The people in that home knew that from the very first time that they met Jesus, that he was the Messiah. There was no question. There was no wondering. They knew beyond a shadow of a doubt. They trusted him fully, completely. They knew he was the Son of God, and they loved him and trusted him for it. No wonder he enjoyed being with them. And how they loved having him. Can you guess whose home it was? Do you know? It's three siblings. That means a brother and two sisters. Three siblings. Do you know their names? Lazarus and his sisters, Mary and Martha. Did you get those names? Good job. I am so proud of you. Well, we're going to continue on with their story tomorrow. But before we go, I want to ask you, if you listened to yesterday's podcast, we talked about lonely people. And my challenge to you was to find somebody who's lonely. Now, today we talked about homes and the different types of homes. And sometimes people aren't fortunate enough to have a home. So maybe if you haven't been able to help somebody who's lonely, maybe you can look for somebody who doesn't have a home. And I bet they're pretty lonely too, don't you think? And maybe you can help them. So talk to an adult in your family and find a way that you can help somebody who's either lonely or doesn't have a home. Do you think Jesus understands the feelings of people who don't have homes? I am so glad that he came and lived a life that he can understand exactly how we feel. Because there might be a time when you don't have a home or when I don't have a home. And Jesus knows exactly how we feel and he's there for us. Let's go ahead and let's bow our heads for our closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son who lived a life just like ours, who can understand how we feel, who went through the same things that we have gone through and is there for us. I thank you for your love and for your care. Come into my heart. Come into each of our hearts today. Help us to be more and more like you. Thank you for your promise that we are going to go live in a heavenly home with you, one where we don't need to worry or be afraid. Work in our hearts today. We love you. Amen. All right, it's memory verse time. Do you know your memory verse? Well, yesterday we started a new memory verse song, and today we're going to continue learning it. So I want you to sing along with us as we learn our memory verse song.
Story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.